With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. On Guam, no fatalities and just a few minor injuries, but the cleanup operations will take a long time after Typhoon Mawar blasted the region. It briefly made landfall as a Category 4. In the meantime, what are forecasters predicting for the Atlantic hurricane season?
Most forecasters are expecting something about average. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says there's about a 40% chance of a near-normal season. Normal is 14 named storms, with 7 becoming hurricanes and 3 of those major hurricanes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Political climate in the Lone Star State blazing white hot right now. Controversial Attorney General Ken Paxton facing an impeachment vote after years of alleged scandals. A GOP-led Texas House Investigative Committee recommending impeaching the state's top lawyer. The state House of Representatives could vote as early as tomorrow. Also at SRNnews.com, huge warning from Microsoft concerning China.
Microsoft says state-backed Chinese hackers have been targeting U.S. critical infrastructure and could be laying the technical groundwork for the potential disruption of communications between the U.S. and Asia in future crises. The targets include Guam, where U.S. has a major military presence. Separately, U.S. security agencies and their counterparts from Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Britain published a joint advisory sharing technical details on what they called the recently discovered cluster of activity. Keith Peters reporting.
U.S. economy grew at a 1.3% annual rate from January through March as businesses worried of an economic slowdown. The government had previously estimated the economy grew at 1.1%. This is SRN News. Christians believe in volunteering. They just don't do it very much.
A new poll of Protestant churchgoers from Lifeway Research finds 86% of them believe that giving of one's time in the local community is a good thing to do and a good opportunity to spread the gospel. However, the survey also reveals that only about 30% of respondents say they've actually done any volunteering lately. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says one good way to spark volunteering is for a church or charity to organize an event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood shifting funding to its state affiliates and cutting national office staff. Nation's largest abortion business says this reflects a changed landscape in how abortion is provided and how battles over it are playing out. Planned Parenthood is vowing to go all out in the elections next year. The spokeswoman says they hope to elect a lot of Democrats. This is SRN News. On the final evening of the NRB 2023 International Christian Media Convention in Orlando, Florida, Dr. Albert Mohler delivered a highly anticipated keynote address.
Our confidence is in the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that saves, and the only gospel that saves. Our confidence is in Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Our confidence is in the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our confidence is in the unbroken perfect word of God given to us in Scripture.
And he adds, we live in a very difficult time.
We're living in a time not only of moral rebellion, we're living in a time of extreme moral velocity in which social change is changing so fast it's hard to imagine the challenge we're going to face tomorrow. But it's going to be different, just added to the challenges we face today.
Stock market today, the Dow lost 35 points, S&P was up 36. More details at SRNnews.com.